Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you so much, Mark, and thank you for listening to this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty. Monday was the first day of OTAs for the Texans, and the team practiced in the late morning outside at the Methodist Training Center. Afterwards, General Manager Rick Smith discussed Andre Johnson and why the wide receiver was absent.
First of all, he wasn't here today, and that's a good start, huh?
Why wasn't he here?
I don't know. You're going to have to ask him that.
Gary said that you've had some conversations with him. Are we to believe this has to do with the restructuring of a contract?
Yeah, and I'm not real worried about that, Barry, because, we redid him with 2 years left on his original deal, and that was 3 years ago. And over the first 3 years of that deal, I think if you even ask him, he's been well compensated. And he's got 5 years left on his deal now. So we're willing to sit down and talk with him, and he knows that.
Rick, but with 5 years to go in a deal, with 5 years, isn't that a little unusual with that length of time?
It is. Yeah, you're exactly right.
So how concerned are you about getting something worked out that could get him back in here?
Well, again, I'm not real concerned about it because I think if you look at the history of what we just talked about with respect to, opening up his initial deal early and the fact that he's been, well compensated over the life of this deal yet and he still has 5 years left, I don't anticipate that.
How hard is it to talk about redoing a contract with that much time left on it?
It's very difficult. It is, because it's something that's not customary. It's not common. And so, but again, we've got a relationship with him, and he knows that we're willing to sit down and talk to him.
Your team policy is that you don't do any contracts unless they're here.
That's exactly right, John. And if, we like to have guys, if you think back to D'Amico Ryans last year, I thought one of the things that was real smart on his part was the fact that, he was upset that we had not, been able to come, to terms with an agreement. But he came back and he was a part of the offseason program. He was with his teammates. He was a leader. He did things the right way, and he played his contract out, and he was rewarded. So those are the type of situations and circumstances that we like, and all of our guys understand that.
Is this a little out of character for Andre?
You know what? I'm not going to, try to talk about Andre's character. Andre Johnson is hugely important to this organization and its success and our ability to go and do what we want to do, this fall. So I have no issues with Andre.
Did he tell you he would not be here today?
You know what, Mark? Conversations that I have with our players are ours, and I will never, I'm not going to negotiate in the media and talk about conversations or where we are with respect to anything like that.
Are you confident there will not be a holdout when training camp starts in July, Rick?
Barry, I can't answer that. I'm not in control of that.
Rick, do you have any idea how long this could go on? You think he could, be settled in a week or so?
I would be guessing, but I'm not going to do that.
Okay? Is it upsetting that one of the leaders of your team is not out here with the rest of the guys?
Well, you like to have all your people out here working, especially when, we're trying to go do something we never have done. And so the ideal situation is to have everybody working together, but as we talked about last week, you've got to be able to deal with distractions.
Also meeting with the media on Monday was head coach Gary Kubiak. He had this to say about the team's first day of activities.
Okay, how do you feel, Andre, not being out here?
John, it's voluntary. This is a voluntary all season. Obviously, we want Andre here. And I know he and Rick are talking, so we'll get it worked out. We're not worried about Andre. He'll do his job.
You surprised he's not here?
No. No, I knew this morning.
What are you expecting from Danny Clark?
Well, we were expecting him to work at Sam, but we had some issues today, so he worked at Mike. He worked everywhere. D'Amico didn't practice. Kevin Bentley didn't practice, so we had some squirming to do this morning to get to work. So that's one good thing about having a veteran like that. He can play a lot of places. But Danny looks good, looks as good as when we had him, so we're encouraged to have him back.
Do you feel like he could be a starter?
Do what?
Do you feel like he could be the starter for you while Cushing is out?
Danny's capable of starting. He started in this league, for a lot of people, not just us. And so we'll see how it works out.
Gary, other than the classroom stuff, what do you get out of when you view a tape of a bunch of guys running around in shorts?
Well, it is. I mean, you're just teaching right now, and basically we teach a passing game one day. We come back the next day and teach a team concept. So, we're just trying to find – right now you're trying to find out about all the young kids, get them caught up, and you take the off season to catch them up with veterans so they can compete against them in the summer.
What's D'Amico's situation?
Hamstring, Mark. It's been bothering him since last Thursday. Probably could have practiced, but There's no reason to do that.
How'd you like what you saw from Coach today?
Oh, he's all business, you know, which I expected him to be. You know, I know it's been a rough week, and probably his nicest thing is getting back on the field.
What about Kareem?
You know, obviously he looked good. I'll go back and watch the film, but they went right to work with the first group in day one, and we have very high expectations for him. He'll have to earn his keep, but I don't have any doubt to do that.
Did Tate have an injury?
You know what? He had a problem with his hamstring Friday back home. Came in here. We're a little not comfortable with just turning him loose, so we'll evaluate him for a couple of days and then go from there. So he's going to miss a little time.
Steve Slayton was back out. He said he was excited to be back out just to see what he can do.
You know, he's looked good. He's had a good off season. He's dropped a little weight. Obviously, if we were hitting today, he would not be hitting. He hasn't been turned loose for that yet. So, but we should be able to get the whole off season out of him. Steve will come back. This team needs him to come back big time.
What do you tell these rookies that are trying to do everything on day one?
I mean, just calm down. I mean, they're just 100 miles an hour today, and you know, they got a dose of the Houston heat right off the get-go. So just calm them down. We'll work with them. And, you know, just try to watch them improve, really, is all you're trying to do.
You surprised at a DB's increase in weight?
What did you think of the job Garrett did today?
He was fine. He wore down like everybody else. But those are, you know, young guys. I mean, you know, I walked in here this morning about 5 o'clock, and 10 of them are sitting at their locker already. You know, those guys, nervous, swimming. We all know what they're going through. They'll settle down. We'll know more about them over the course of the next month. Yeah, Barry, what was that?
Gary Adebe, how much bigger is he than last year?
He's carrying about 242, which, you know, that's nice. He hadn't been able to carry that in the past. Working all over the place today. He's got a great opportunity to become a pro right now and earn a, you know, starting job and get his career to take off. So we'll see how he does.
You said Bentley's hurt. What is his?
Back problems. Just Kevin hasn't missed a day. He's had some back spasms, so held him out.
Anyone stick out the most today?
I can't say. You know, I mean, I don't know. Let me go back and look. I'm getting to know him myself today.